Top three death requests. It's my list.
It's my list.
Kelly went first. After her death, she wants Hot Wings to go to a roller coaster park and ride all of the roller coasters. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the show is to go and make sure he does it and doesn't puss out. Number two, Kelly's funeral will be a roast. Hopefully not like the Kevin Hart one, where it's just super racist and mean. And then number three, her shared note with all of her deepest thoughts, stories, and things she can't say out loud will be released by her friends. Steve went next. I went next. A memorial that has laughter of some sort, led by someone who actually met me or knows me, not someone who met me. I want the people who go to be okay with me dying. Don't let it ruin your week. Spread my ashes anywhere you remember good times or think I would enjoy, because it doesn't matter. And then Steve went. Steve said he doesn't care what happens to himself after he dies. Then found as many ways as possible to make it hard for you to deal with his body.
Yes.
Ashes must spend in 10 different urns in 10 different families for one full year on a mantle or similar place of important hierarchy.
Yeah.
Number
two, prominent.
If he doesn't get burned, send his body to space. And number three, there's a regular funeral, normal. And then a second funeral that is invite only for people he hates. And when they go, they have to watch a video of him telling them why they suck. That is one of the best ideas ever. Hot Wings mate, Tommy, who's next?
I'll go.
Maitland.
First up, I stole this from a texter because when we were talking about what to do with ashes, somebody had said that at a friend's funeral, they had their ashes put in a bunch of little vials where everybody at the funeral could take a little vial home and then they could dump the ashes, like Free Beer was saying, wherever you think I would like.
So it's like Oprah, you get a car, you get a car, yes. You get a car.
Everybody gets a little vial of my ashes. And then, yeah, if there's somewhere where they're like, oh my gosh, Maitland would have loved this.
Like, you're not there as a body anymore.
No, do not put me in a casket for my funeral. I don't want an open casket. I don't want my body as a body to be there. I want it there as ashes.
Really? I would have thought that you would have liked one last chance to, like, wear something crazy or...
Yeah, to have like, your fingernails out.
Yeah, where people are like, damn, look at her. Even though she's dead, she's still...
No, every funeral I've ever been to where there's, like, an open casket, it haunts me because that is the last memory you have of that person. I'd rather remember them dancing at a party or whatever. I don't want my last vision of them to be them laying there dead. So yes,
I would
anyways.
Have thought one last fit would have been.
Yeah, I would have thought school. So too. I would have thought so too.
Like that you've been planning a death outfit for the whole time. Yeah,
of all the people.
Yeah.
You have planned outfits for every event.
I do have a dress that I have said that I want to be buried in. I guess it's up to whoever, but yeah. Put my ashes in a bunch of little vials.
Is it a wedding dress so you can finally use it?
Rude. No. It has strawberries all over it, and I wore it to the kids' food basket event we went to where a man told me I had perfectly developed legs.
Yeah.
What a strange but nice compliment.
That did happen, yes.
Next up, when we were kids and my mom, if we were scared to do something or we were upset about something, she'd say like, oh my gosh, you're not going to die. Like, it's not going to kill you. And if it does, we'll have ponies and balloons at your funeral. So I want ponies and balloons at my funeral, but I want to up the ante a little bit more. Yeah. And I want karaoke too. But the only songs you can choose from are a playlist that I have made of songs I want at my funeral that everybody has to sing. It's Limp Bizkit. It's Nickelback. It's a lot of Steve Miller. But yeah.
Love it.
Karaoke, ponies, and balloons at my funeral. And lastly, you know how you get a little program at every single funeral? I want mine to also be a Ouija board so that we can keep in touch after. Because I still want to feel included in your life. I want to know what's going on. Like, I'm nosy, and I don't want to feel left out in the afterlife.
So if you die while we're still doing this radio show, do we just replace you with a Ouija board sitting in your spot?
Yes. Okay. And then you just see it go back and forth between the H and the A. Just
asking.
Dedicated webcam just to Maitland's Ouija board.
Yes.
The camera switches if there's movement.
Every time it starts moving, yeah.
Someday if Mate's going to be gone, we should put a Ouija board in her place and just not acknowledge that she's not here.
Oh, my God.
And just be like, Maitland, what do you think? Camera's just hovers over it.
Hot Wings.
Yes.
It's your list. Your top three death requests.
Okay. At my funeral, I want my Corvette there and somebody who's a competent driver, I want to give rides to people in it. Like, do donuts and burnouts. Like at a carnival where kids like stand in line to ride on something.
Okay.
And you go, all right, in this case, it's my car. Abuse it for a while and then let it be. Everybody enjoy it.
Who do you want to drive it? Me or Steve?
No, I said somebody competent.
So the only way I get to ride in your car is if you die. That checks out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't want a fancy casket. I want to have a cheap casket. It drives me crazy that people sell caskets to people that are like 10 grand or whatever.
You want the pauper's one?
Mm-hmm. I want just a normal. Yeah, I mean, Steve, maybe you can build it.
Okay.
A pine That's box a, is fine.
Why do I got to do it?
I don't know.
It's a lot.
No,
yeah,
I mean,
you can't drive the car, but build some woodworking.
Build my casket.
Hey, I want a very normal casket, but I want people to sign it and decorate it like it's a cast.
I'm drawing a penis on it for sure.
Fine. Because like sometimes, you know, kids go. I have to go to a funeral. I remember having to go a couple times when I was a little bit younger. If I had at least had an opportunity to take a marker and draw pictures on it.
I really like that.
I'm like, I think that would be fun.
Okay. Like slap a bunch of stickers on it so it looks like a dive bar bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, but you don't like bumper stickers, though.
On a car, but on a casket.
Okay. Put stickers of all your favorite bands like Cardi B and the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, all my favorite Ricky Ticky bands of the early 2000s. And then finally, because I love fire so much, I want there to be a huge bonfire bash, kind of like a little bit like what I had at my house, but bigger. Except that the bonfire I want, and I don't know who's going to construct this.
May as well be me. I already got to build your casket.
But I want it to be like a giant wicker man with my face on it.
Like Burning Man?
Yeah. And also there needs to be a booze burrow. You know, it's a donkey that you put the satchels on.
Okay.
And it just wanders around and people get beers and stuff
good.
Out of it.
Okay.
I thought about it. Actually, I wouldn't mind having the booze burrow at the funeral, too. It would be kind of fun.
Yeah, of course.
While you're signing the casket and the donkey goes by and you go, I'll take a cold one.
Some rich dude wants a cart girl. Hot Wings wants a donkey with alcohol.
Yeah. Right?
It's way better.
Yeah. Yeah, because if there's a cart girl like that, as a middle-aged guy, it makes you feel kind of like it's a, you know, a little creepy or weird.
Yeah.
But a donkey, you're like, oh my God, a donkey with beer.
Yeah, you want the one that at least the people at the funeral would think he could have had sex with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Tommy, three death requests.
These are a bunch of them. I have three, I'll say, and if we have time, we can do some more. So first thing I want is I want everyone to bring me a little trinket to be buried with. I have so many little things everywhere, like around my desk, at my home, in my car. And I just love little, like, thoughtful little things. And I would love it if everyone brought one just to put in my casket or whatever. And I think that'd be really sweet. Like, I want to have, like, a green burial, so it's just going to be, like, a pine box.
Mm-hmm. So, you want a green burial, but you want everyone to bring trinkets made of garbage plastic and throw them in there?
Oh, maybe.
Does it have to be biodegradable?
Yeah. Preferable.
And Well, everything's biodegradable in geologic time.
I will bring you a pine cone.
Yes! I could be a pine tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one thing. And then number two, I want a hydraulic system put in my pine box, make it look like I've sat up or that the box will randomly move during it. It's like shakes a little bit so people start questioning it, but then I want it to like lift up so it looks like I sit up in it. Oh,
like I know rigor mortis is a thing. I'm not sure exactly how rigid it gets, but they make it seem like that hydraulic would really have to bend and people'd hear things breaking.
Yeah, you may have to pre-snap those bones.
Yeah. You'd want to do that before the doors open.
The third one is I'm going to have a series of illustrious paintings made of me, and they'll be handed out to everybody, and they have to either decide to get rid of them and deal with the inner turmoil and guilt of getting rid of my death gift, or keep it forever so that my soul stays attached. Like, I want to look
how big
like,
are they?
Oh, dude, it's going to take up a whole wall. It's going to be like the Kramer painting.
It's above the couch kind of painting.
Oh, yeah.
Not
this
a,
is not... This is
on
not,
the half wall in the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't want this to be... Yeah, I don't want to be just put above your toilet. Well, maybe. That'd be nice, I guess.
I want it so that your eyes glow like characters in Sin City back in the day.
Yeah, I want your eyes to light up when you see me. And then you have to deal with it for the rest of your life. I think that'd be so great.
Wouldn't make it to my car.
Okay.
You wouldn't make it out of my garage.
I would treat it the same way I do when a local band gives me their CD. Wait till they turn their back and chuck it in the garbage.
If you made it smaller, I could take it somewhere and leave it there, like those little rocks that people leave that have a message on them that's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be like a QR code to your Instagram, and I'd be like, take Tommy with you. Like, hey, this is my dead friend. Take him with you. Where are you going? Indiana? Cool, leave him there.
Yeah.
And then somebody in Indiana can pick you up and bring you to Ohio or whatever.
Poor Tommy just doesn't get out of the
places.
The three-state, the tri-state area. Son of a bitch, all I want is Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It's my list.
Oh, man.
Text from West Michigan. I get uncomfortable with medical things and discussions. Thinking about the hydraulic system cracking Tommy's stiff body in half nearly made me crash my car in a school zone.
Could you imagine how good that would feel, though? Oh, not crashing the school zone, but cracking your back after a really long time.
Apparently, rigor mortis passes after 24 hours.
Wait, what?
But you get all mushy again?
Says, I didn't. A paramedic says, rigor comes, rigor goes. Okay. Tommy should be bendy enough. There, that's problem solving.
All right, so that's like a boner.
Yeah, wait, then why does that... Full body.
Yeah, the full body boner.
But don't they have to, like, have...
That's how Tommy's been described. Tommy, the show's full body boner.
I don't know if I like that one.
So did we all learn that today?
Yeah, didn't even bother.